This is TWiT.
Twitter is suing the U.S. government. The lawsuit is intended to force several government agencies to allow Twitter to talk more about government requests for user data. Lily Hay Newman is a reporter for Slate, and we also have with us Aaron Boyd at federaltimes.com. Welcome to you both.
Hey, good to be here.
Now, Lily Hay Newman, let's start with you. Twitter says current rules prevent disclosure, preventing the disclosure, the thing that they're railing against here and suing over, violates the First Amendment rights of users. Does the First Amendment really protect someone's right to be informed when the government requests their data?
Well, people are talking about whether this is stopping users from getting vital information about their government and decisions that their government is making that Twitter should be allowed to disclose. So I think it's sort of two levels, Twitter's speech to their users so that the users have vital information about their government.
I see. Now, would Twitter, Aaron, let me ask you something. Would Twitter inform each user every time a government requested their data? I mean, is this what they essentially want to do?
No, and any disclosure would be about batches of requests from the federal government. So specifically what Twitter is looking to do is put out there how often the government is asking to look for information and specifically what kinds of information they're looking for. But it certainly wouldn't be any specifics on which users or the actual information they're looking for.
You guys, how about, the idea is, do you see this sparking some issues, or is it plugging into the bigger issue of, what in a kind of a free society citizens have the right to, what information we should have the right to, and that balance? Do you see this triggering more of this debate, or is it only people that, really wonks and people like us that are talking about that stuff? Because that's obviously what is at the heart of this issue is, what rights do people have in a free society to information on what the government's doing and balancing that, of course, with security, and sort of national security?
To me, Go ahead.
Aaron, why don't you go ahead?
Sorry. So in this instance, it's really a question of scope. Again, because even if Twitter was allowed to release all the information that they're looking to release, it's not about the specifics. It's about how much the government is looking into Twitter users. So I think the question becomes just looking at what the government is doing in general around these sort of things and not so much on an individual level.
Lily, how many requests for user information does Twitter get? It seems like they don't have a lot of data. 140 characters isn't a lot of information. And I assume they're talking mostly about private direct messages, that sort of thing.
Right. So Twitter doesn't have the scale of requests that some of the other big tech companies have. I think they had about 2,000 this last quarter, whereas Google is in, I think it's the 30,000s, so just by quarter. So Twitter isn't the biggest player for this, but I think that's why they're an especially good company to take the stand in a way, because it's like they're just sort of a first step. And they're saying, even if this isn't something that would seem to be crucial to our users, it's important to us, and it's going to be important to other companies too.
Now, Aaron, in December, 8 companies leaned on the government to restrict government surveillance. Do you think that effort was successful? Did they actually make a dent there?
They did. In fact, because they were eventually allowed to report at least a certain amount of information, and their efforts actually go to the core of Twitter's current lawsuit. Because they were eventually allowed to release information in what's called batches of 1,000. So they could say for every how many thousands of requests were made. Now, Twitter, having a much smaller number of requests, they're actually specifically looking to be able to identify smaller batches, in some instances as low as in ranges of 25. So part of the problem here is that back in December, though the decisions made back then, kind of set up the statutes that now Twitter is being forced to abide by, and they don't really see themselves as playing in that same realm. They see themselves as a little bit different.
Lily Hay Newman writes at Slate.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Lily H. Newman. Thank you so much for joining us, Lily.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And Aaron Boyd is at federaltimes.com. And you can follow him on his shiny new Twitter feed, federal_IT. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thank you.